What's up, everybody? I'm out here in the frozen wasteland that is the Eastern Woodlands today, and I just wanted to quickly talk about my preferred rifle and optic setup. What I'm holding here, the upper receiver is a Daniel Defense Block 2 upper with a Riz 2 rail and the SOCOM profile barrel. The lower is just a cheaper Arrow Precision. I forget which lower it is, but it's an Arrow Precision. Honestly, AR-15 lowers don't really matter that much, as long as they're in spec and they're made out of decent materials, right? It's just a housing for your trigger and your magwell, and it, you know, the upper snaps onto it. I don't need to talk about that. But anyways, the Block 2 upper, this is a Daniel Defense. Again, this is based off of the SOCOM Block 2 upper. The barrel of our Block 2s are FN made. And there was like a weird quasi Colt FN amalgamation going on, but Daniel Defense did make the Riz 2 rails, which is the Picatinny quad rail that you see here on this particular rifle. The barrel is that heavy profile SOCOM barrel. It's 14.5 inches. This is a Surefire 4-prong muzzle device, which is overpriced like most Surefire things, but this is pin and weld. So this is a legal 16+ inch carbine. So ATF, stay away. The reason that this is my preferred rifle is, one, my familiarity with it. I did a couple deployments with this gun before I had a Mark 18, and they're phenomenal. And two, the SOCOM 14.5 inch barrel is probably the most underrated AR-15 barrel. They're rated for sub MOA. They're heavier barrel profiles, because they wanted something, SOCOM wanted something that was rated for full auto. Especially when you're doing shoot houses, CQB, or even just suppressing a target, the barrel works great to dissipate heat. It, you know, it sucks up that heat. It's a thicker barrel, so it can take it, and it's not going to affect your accuracy at all. Again, sub MOA, that's going to outshoot 95% of the shooters out there. 14.5 inch barrel plus your muzzle device. So what you're getting is basically the perfect general purpose rifle. The quad rail, the Riz 2, isn't the preferred mounting setup anymore now that M-Lock's on the market. Me personally, I hate M-Lock. I hate messing with it. I hate putting the screws in there and trying to get everything right. And maybe that's just my autism acting up. I don't know. But for me, quad rail, having everything where I just need a flathead to move accessories, swap things in and out. A lot of people don't like it because they think it's too heavy and it's a cheese grater. I don't know what to tell you. Maybe I'm just getting out of touch. But as far as my grip on here, this is just an MFT 4 grip that I keep extra 1-2-3s for my optic. And then I have a Surefire Scout Pro that's the uses 1-2-3s. It's supposed to be like 1,000 lumens. I just picked this particular light because it has this pretty neat mounting system that allows you to position the light wherever you want to, and I can tuck it up really nice under the rail there. I can't really recommend Surefire anymore, to be honest with you. I think they're overpriced. I think with the modern market, there's better options out there. But I, at the time that I built this, I was kind of wanting to keep it half-ass clone correct to one of the rifles that I had, so I just went with Surefire, even though we were using Insights at the time. It's still a fine light. It works. But there are better options out there, and there's cheaper options out there. For instance, I had HLX 1000 lumen, whoever makes that, I can't remember right now, but that light was terrific. I had it on a couple rifles, bounced around and on AK for a while, and it did just fine. But anyway, moving back, I have the EOTech EXPS 2-2. I didn't get the 3. Because I was trying to save some money and just being cheap, I guess. The EXPS 2-2 is, it has that second dot down for distant shots. But for me personally, I know EOTech isn't the cool kid on the block anymore now that you have LPVOs and things like that. But I've trusted my life multiple times to EOTech and what they make. And their products are bulletproof. Second deployment, my EOTech actually cracked. The front grass was cracked by shrapnel, and I continued to use that optic until I was able to get a replacement. The front glass is busted out. The optic will still continue to work because it's holographic. They're still unsurpassed, absolutely. objective truth, no ifs, ands, and buts. They are the superior optic for night vision, for passive aiming through your NODs. EOTech's still the king of the, you know, king of the castle in that regard. But I get that LPVOs have come out. We ran LPVOs in my unit before we got out, and they just weren't quite there durability-wise. We had like half a dozen of them get broken within the first few days. Again, that's, you know, that's maybe not comparable to your average everyday guy, but yeah. Anyways, so this is the EOTech 5x magnifier. Typically how I run my rifle is with the magnifier flipped to the side. I love using this thing as a spotting scope to just kind of reach out and PID stuff, but I keep it flipped to the side because in an environment like this, if you get engaged at close range, there's nothing you have to fool with. You can just throw your rifle up, engage, throw rounds, break contact, whatever you have to do, and you know, go from there. But having that option of a 5x magnification is huge. A lot of the guys in the soft community run their rifles like this with that magnifier flipped to the side, because again, if you have to engage up close, you can, and then you can rotate your rifle about 30 degrees and use that 5x magnification to PID things, people, you know, vehicles, whatever you're going to do. And if you do have to take that longer shot, you know, it's an easy flip to the side, a one-handed deal where, you know, if you have to do close work, you can get away with it, and then flip it down and you have that 5x magnification. That 2-2 optic has that second dot, so at about 400 or 500 meters, it really helps for that drop compensation of that 5.56 round. Me personally, I would rather get into a long range fight with a close range optic like an EOTech or a red dot with a magnifier, as opposed to a short range fight with a long range optic like a, you know, your 3-9 to 5-25 scope, or even in a 1-9 or 1-6 LPVO. Just because where I live in the Eastern Woodlands, close engagements are going to be more more likely. And in addition to that, you know, there's very few instances as a Minecraft partisan where you would ever actually want to engage in those really long shots. We'll get into that in later videos, but really when it comes down to it, I know LPVOs are the cool kid on the block, but yeah, having the capability of doing close work with a long distance, you know, capability with that magnifier, I think is much better for a general purpose rifle, as opposed to having a rifle set up that's like, people say it's their general purpose rifle and it's like a 1-9 or 2-10 LPVO. And when you get into close range stuff, which is kind of inevitable with what we're going to talk about in the future, not necessarily room clearing, but just close in work, I think, again, for a general purpose rifle, this is the optic setup. This is my preferred setup. I deer hunted with this last season. I used a magnifier, took a couple deer with it. It works great. And I've done several deployments with essentially this exact same combination. And I just, you know, for me, again, this is what I would prefer as opposed to an LPVO. I've run LPVOs. I do like them. I see the merit in them. But for, if you were going to have one AR-15, this is the setup I would go with for a general purpose setup. I understand that the Daniel Defense, the EOTech stuff is a little bit out of a lot of people's price reach. Again, I get that. I think a lot of this is overpriced. The Surefire muzzle device and light are 100% overpriced. But again, for me personally, I did that for more aesthetic reasons, but the rest of the rifle is what I would consider the perfect general purpose rifle for the everyday Eastern Woodlands partisan.